The New Zealand Olympics Committee is celebrating a landmark moment with Laurel Hubbard set to become the first transgender athlete to compete at the Games. Ms Hubbard is part of the five-strong weightlifting team heading to Tokyo, all of whom are first-time Olympians. Katie Doyle reports.
A historic moment for New Zealand and the Olympic Games.
Laurel Hubbard is now a member of the New Zealand team to Tokyo. She is our first Olympian who has transitioned from male to female.
The head of the New Zealand Olympic Committee, Kieran Smith, confirming Laurel Hubbard as part of the team heading to Tokyo at a media conference today. She says Ms Hubbard met the committee's selection criteria based on her performance.
And importantly, Laurel has met the International Weightlifting Federation eligibility criteria for athletes who have transitioned from male to female. These are based on the guidelines from the IOC, the 2015 consensus statement on sex reassignment and hypoandrogenism.
Ms Smith says the nature of gender identity is complex, saying it requires a balance between human rights and fairness.
I don't know there's a single answer. What I do know is the IOC consensus statement of 2015, they continue to look at that and announced in late in 2019 that they were going to pick up further consultation. And that is very much around that dilemma of, you know, human rights and performance and fairness. And also, you know, in particular with male athletes transitioning around, you know, protecting women's sport.
Three-time Olympian and president of Olympic Weightlifting New Zealand, Richie Patterson, says Ms Hubbard's return to the sport has been strong after sustaining an elbow injury at the 2018 Commonwealth Games.
What is she lifting now? Recent performances that are available on the International Weightlifting Federation website have seen consistent performances in the vicinity of a 270-kilo total.
Laurel Hubbard wouldn't comment to media but provided a statement to Mr. Patterson.
One, she's very proud to be named on this team. It is, weightlifting has only ever had 17 Olympians in our history, so that's a really special moment for us with the five athletes named today. And myself, I'm a very proud Olympian, and to welcome these five athletes into the team is very special for us.
Kieran Smith says today's historic moment is reflective of society in general.
What we're seeing is sort of the whole inclusion agenda being opened up and the discussion taking place. Admittedly, Olympics is the pointy end of that, but I think this is, you know, paving the way for the future.
Today is also a special day for New Zealand weightlifting overall, with a record five athletes heading to the Games, all first-time Olympians.